Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I try to live my life every day. Key out is drive, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have them do to me. But it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see. You are a cunt, 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 cunt. But if that's speaking cunt,
she's cunt.
Say it ain't true. I try to be real nice, say it twice, be real nice, even though it is hard to keep up this facade. And now I see, dearie me, what a hassle this would be.
Big hassle.
I'm out of luck, don't give a fuck, cause you're the cunt, not me.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt, 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 big fat stinking cunt.
You cunt.
Gentlemen, welcome back. It's the Conspiracy Underground, also known as the Conspiracy Underground News Team. I want you to sit back, relax if you can. Sometimes when people are listening, they might be driving, but do the best you can and get a kick and a little sense of funny that you can get out of the news with yours truly and the right lip. Okay? That's me and Ryan, Ghost and Ryan, the left lip and the right lip, here doing it on the Conspiracy Underground. Thank you for all your support. Wait till the end. You can find out how to support us even further. But without further ado, I say, why wait for anything else other than we just jump right into what you're here for, and that is the news. So again, thank you for all your support. Thank you for sending in everything that you guys do. And we'll see you next Tuesday or Thursday. You never know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Conspiracy Underground. We are the Conspiracy Underground News Team and the Tag Team Champions of the podcast world. I'm the Lunatic Fringe, the Left Lip Ghost, and with me as always, the Radical One, the Right Lip, Ryan Motherfucking Dean, hailing from parts unknown in an undisclosed location where he's hanging out with the newly pardoned Hunter Biden doing some blow and some hookers. How are you, my friend?
You forgot about the Parmesan cheese,
man. Oh, and the Parmesan cheese.
That's the funnest part. Yeah, I mean, how about that? I mean, I knew that that was going to happen, but still, it's kind of funny.
Right.
In a way. I mean, if I was president and my kid did some shady shit, I'd pardon him, too.
Yeah, I guess. Realistically. I mean, I guess you have to put yourself there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't stand the fucking whole family, but I mean, just being realistic, we knew he was going to do that. I actually have a little compilation of them saying that they were not going to pardon him.
Oh, me too.
I wonder if it's the same one.
It probably is. There was a whole bunch of them floating around.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, just a weird week with that whole thing. Probably a good thing that I'm sure Hunter Biden was nervous that his dad was going to freaking die, you know? Like, pardon me before you fucking
please
kick the bucket. Yeah.
I saw a funny joke. It was in the form of a meme, and it said Hunter Biden was let out of jail to go home for Thanksgiving. And he was so blown out that he bumped into his dad, and he just looked at him and said, "Oh, pardon me, Dad. Okay, son."
That's actually pretty good. Dad joke. You love those dad jokes.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, when you're a dad, what else do you have to look forward to, right? Other than dad jokes.
Do you tell your daughter dad jokes?
Sometimes.
Does she just roll her eyes or does she laugh?
She'll kind of just, she's used to me. You know my sense of humor. I'm just off the cuff, whatever, out there. I can come from way left field to meet you back over in right field at the end of the same sentence. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, let's get into some stuff because, you know, we're thinking of doing a shorter episode today. Mm-hmm. Busy week for you. I mean, we got to get right into the food stuff. We got to keep it quick. We got news.
All right.
So, I mean, what'd you get into as far as food this weekend?
Food. Did a turkey. I forgot that last year at my company, our little work Christmas party, that I got an electric turkey fryer, a Masterbuilt one. You can do about a 14-pound bird in. So, me forgetting that, I just made a compound butter, spatchcocked the turkey, rubbed all the, about two blocks of total butter up underneath all the skin on the breast, the legs, on the outside of it, put it in the oven for about 2 hours at 375, came out juicy, moist, crispy skin, kept it traditional, stuffing, potatoes, corn, homemade gravy from scratch with a roux. Ghost doesn't fuck around over here. If you don't have a good gravy, your Thanksgiving dinner sucks. And then ate on Friday. Found out for the first time my daughter has kind of grown up and matured. It took her 21 years. She was always the type that had to have everything separate on her plate and would only eat a little bit of each. She goes, "You're going to think I'm weird, Dad." She comes over, sits down. She basically made a KFC bowl. She put her mashed potatoes on. She put her corn. She put her turkey. She's not a big stuffing fan, which is weird. Yeah. She
blasphemous.
That's what I say. She's like, I don't like the spice. Your daughter,
you'd think that she would be willing to try anything and like a lot of it.
Yeah, she's a very picky eater, believe
it or
not.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I would
but she loves bread. Even her boyfriend said that. He goes, "You love bread. You can just sit there and eat a slice of bread out of a bag. And you don't like stuffing?" She goes, "It's the seasonings." And her palate will get better as she gets old. But then she put the gravy on, and she mowed down, and we all had a good Thanksgiving. But, yeah.
Big Thanksgiving or little Thanksgiving for you guys?
Just little.
Little?
Yeah, perfect-sized turkey, though. I got a 14-pound bird, and I don't have much left.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It means you guys did it right. You sent them home with leftovers like you're supposed to?
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a good dad.
Okay. Yeah, man. I mean, for Thanksgiving, I had a great Thanksgiving. We do a fairly good size one. It's on my mom's side. We spend Christmas with my dad's side of the family and, you know, most of the other holidays with my mom's side. We usually go to my aunt's house. She's got a real nice place. And, have you heard of those multiple generational homes or multi-generational homes?
Is that where a couple generations live together?
Yeah, but it's designed for that. So there's like the main house. And then it's usually for like, you know, older people. They get the smaller little house, and it's basically it looks like an apartment. It's got, you know, the studio, and then it's got the one bathroom. It has its own garage and its own driveway. But right now, you know, the grandma moved out of there. She lives in Colorado now, and the son, who was going off to college, he decided he didn't want to do that. And now he lives in the little, you know, you call it a guest home. And all that he's got in there is just a pool table. And so after, you know, he's got his bed and he's got it decorated and stuff, but the living room is a pool table and a TV, which was awesome. But so what we did, you know, we go over there, we have some Mexican food. They have the traditional food too, but I pick out on the Mexican stuff because it's so much better, in my opinion, with the full spread, the tamales, the tacos, the beans, the rice. Of course, I get my green bean casserole. I get my stuffing, little mac and cheese in there.
Mm.
It was delicious. Such a good meal. I didn't overeat. Just ate one plate. It was a big ass plate, but I just one plate. And then we played some Cards Against Humanity, a few card games, and then we played pool. And I didn't realize I'm pretty fucking good at pool.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
I was never out here, and I'm sure it's all over because they play tournaments out here, and every year they play to go to Vegas for the big finals or whatever, but it's your barroom pool, you know, brackets, you know, and everybody thinks they're a pro, and every fucking buddy, I mean, they're carrying their pool sticks around like they're cool and shit, and it's like,
oof.
Dude, it's pool. Like, really? It's just pool. Like, I don't mind playing in a garage or at someone's house or whatever here and there, but I'm not like, I gotta play pool. Gotta play pool. Yeah. Gotta play pool.
Same here. I'm not going to go out of my way to play ever, but it is a cool thing to be good at, especially, yeah. You know, because it's an activity. I'm not going to go and call it a sport, but it's an activity you can do pretty drunk, and it's a bar game. So it's similar to darts, you know, like mm-hmm. I'll throw down on some darts. I suck at darts.
But I suck at darts too.
But yeah, and then over the weekend, man, you know, watched some good football games, had a great time doing that, enjoyed the Thanksgiving games. The Packers won. That was a nice one for you guys. Cardinals were leading their game the entire fucking time and then lost by 1 point to the Vikings, which was wild. So, yeah, kind of pissed about that.
I was rooting for the Redbirds.
Thank you. I root for the Packers when they're playing, unless you're playing the Cardinals, and then we can go head-to-head.
But, absolutely. Yeah, well, you were playing a division rival, so I was really rooting for the Redbirds.
Yeah, dude, and it sucked because they were really handing it to them the whole time. They looked great. The defense was doing good and all that shit. Not many of our fans or our supporters here listen to or watch the old Pigskin. But there's three teams that I root for in football right now, and you're not going to like the third one. The Cardinals, obviously, the Packers for you, and then the Chiefs for my neighbor, who's like an OG Chiefs fan. So, you know, I'll go and watch Chiefs games with them and stuff. And,
I can tolerate that as long as you didn't say the Bears. We can always be friends.
My sister loves the Bears, but she knows they suck. And I don't know why she likes them. We have no ties to Chicago. I think she just likes the logo and the colors. Okay.
They're Green Bay's arch rival. Longest rivalry in NFL history.
Yeah, but I mean, they're safe against the Bears. Oh, yeah. The Bears need their fans. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if you saw them choke this weekend, dude. That's what makes me think football looks rigged is when shit like that happens.
Yeah. And then you get those calls where I think it was the Kansas City Chiefs game where
against the Raiders.
Yeah, he the center hiked the ball. Chiefs recovered, but it turned out that the Chiefs actually jumped over the line and then they got together and they're like, "Nope, that didn't happen. Chiefs ball." And
never
like,
mind.
Yeah. It's like, "Wow, and you wonder why people think it's rigged?"
Yeah. Well, look at last night's game too. I don't know if you caught that. The Browns and the Broncos, man. Competitive game up until the end. And that's not really supposed to be how that game was supposed to play out. The game script was deviated from it, looks like. But yeah, man.
It looked like a really good game for two mediocre teams. I mean, you wouldn't have thought they were mediocre. I mean, it was just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Just the highlights that I saw.
The Broncos are actually good. They got that new quarterback, Bo Nix, and he figured it out, and they're going to be a problem next year, I think, because they got a good defense. But moving away from football a little bit, back into food, our favorite topic. Didn't eat anything traditional Thanksgiving on Thursday, and didn't take any leftovers home. So Kim and I made a couple pheasants, or no, not pheasants, game hens.
Same thing. Cornish game hens, yes.
Yeah, real similar. And had that with some green bean casserole and some stuffing, made some homemade gravy. It turned out a little thick, but it was good. Really good flavor because I cooked it in like lemon, the pheasants or whatever. I always call them pheasants. Cooked them in lemon, rosemary, garlic, onion, and then just took all that shit out. Some of it was obviously left in there. Threw a little flour in there. It was nice. It was nice.
Yep.
So enjoyed that.
People don't understand. Gravy is it can be a very complicated thing to make. It you get it right on that. Yeah, it has to be right at that perfect spot where it's either too runny or within a second or two, it's too thick. And
when it's tough too, because when you're heating it, it looks thinner, and then you let it cool off just a bit, and it thickens up quick,
very quick.
And can't you make it out of like chicken broth and flour?
That's how I made mine.
Yeah, I use the juices from my game hens.
Yeah, well, I would have, but I didn't. When I was making the gravy as the turkey was cooking. And a lot of the butter was just kind of coming off and then falling in the bottom and then kind of burning, if you could say that. You know what I mean?
Pushed out.
Yeah, but I just put in some, I don't know, about a half a stick of butter, a little bit of olive oil, and just melted that down until it got hot, and then just slowly you can always add more flour. You can never take away. So you just kind of lightly do that, and then you just brown it, get that flour cooked off a little bit. You don't want it too brown. You know, you don't want it chocolate looking, because then you're getting into the beef gravy aspect, but I kept it like that, and just added a little chicken bouillon for a little extra chicken taste, and added, chicken broth. That was it.
Sounds lovely. Yeah, it's probably better than mine, but I enjoyed mine.
My gravy game's on point.
Yeah, I need to work on mine a little bit more. Just because, I grew up using the packet gravy. Like, that's right. What we always did, So I was doing that for a while when I started cooking. I'm like, you know what? I can't call myself a cook if I don't make my own shit. So I started doing that recently.
You got to learn to master the roux. If you can master the roux, you will always make a good gravy. And there's nothing you can't make that goes on from there that takes a roux. Whether it's Cajun food, your gumbos, your jambalayas, shit like that. The only time I use packet seasoning is when I do my onion gravy. I always throw a packet of the Lipton onion soup in there.
Right.
Just for flavoring and what have you. But, it tears me up, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of weird shit in there.
It does. I do have a quick little video on food.
Okay. We're always welcome to have those.
Always welcome. And I will make these one day. Might be sooner than later because these look amazing.
Okay.
Have you ever had crunchy, deep-fried deviled eggs? Let me show you how I made them.
Oh, yeah. Seen this. Looks fucking awesome.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Scoop of mayonnaise, stone ground Dijon mustard. And we're going to use the Dano's original. That's the green top. Bunch of that. Mix them up. Let's spice this up a little bit. Some pickles and a jalapeno. And we'll dice that all up together. Add that in. Mix it in. Taste test. Yep. Place in the corner of a Ziploc bag. Straight into our flour, then into our egg wash, last into our panko. Set to the side. Get you some cooking oil and get ready to fry. After just a quick minute, they're done. And to finish it off, Dano's Chipotle. It's got a little paprika in it. You definitely don't want to make these. Yum, yum, get you some.
Yeah.
I love the crunch at the end when you're sitting there eating. I'm just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, because I love crunchy food. Like, mm-hmm. If I'm eating, a burrito or something, I need chips on the side. Like, I need to have the crunch in there. So, yeah, that would really kick deviled eggs up to the next notch. They call them angel eggs in some places.
Yeah, more in the Bible Belt. Or if you're talking to a devout person that goes to church a lot, angel eggs. Deviled eggs has nothing to do with the devil. It's just the style of cooking. But everybody's like, oh, my God, I can't say the devil. I get it, I guess. I guess I'm a grumpy old man sometimes.
Clip, I have a short one, and it's more educational, but it's great.
That's fine. And,
you've heard of Meat Dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is something, I guess you can do this anywhere, and I know that you can do this, but I'm going to start doing this more. I've only done it once, and it was, I was trying to get some filet mignons, and I saw that they had tenderloins there. So I was just like, can you take one of the tenderloins and cut it into a few pieces? And they're like, oh yeah, we can do that. And it's the same damn thing. So yeah, check this out. Meat Dad. He's on Instagram. Great channel if you're a meat eater. But yeah, this dude gives you the hookup on all kinds of meat stuff. But this is a tool that everyone should know here. Here we go. He saves money at the grocery store. $9.99.
This is right. Follow me. Follow me. This is what I teach people online. I'm a butcher. So I'm making a video right now. Come right here. So look, watch, you see that? Look at that, $4.99, right? Tri-tip, see that?
Yeah.
Tri-tip, this is some of the most amazing meat. You can grill it, do whatever you want. Watch this, you go like this, you bring it up to them and you say, can you grind this for me, right? And they make it in a hamburger for you for $4.99, even better. So this is usually 10 bucks a pound, right? And so instead, you get to just say, hey, grind this for me. They grind it, and now you have better burger. And now it's like a restaurant burger instead of this mushy shit. Yes, this is the trick. So I teach people, you're over here paying either 12 or you're paying 10 for this, or you pay 7 for this stuff that's garbage, or for this. And so look at this. This is the same thing. Look at that. Yeah. So $12.49 a pound.
This is good beef, but this is all good.
Yeah. So then and then this is one piece. And so you always, so now you don't get sick either because it's not from 1,000 cows. So I teach people this online.
Solid.
Very solid. I'm really playing around. The last year or two, Black Friday deals on TikTok. You can't beat them. This year they were advertising an electronic meat grinder. I think I might pull the trigger on it and start doing that because I've already thought about that. I'm like, well, shit, I can get like tri-tip's hard to get for me out here. That's not already packaged and pre-marinated, but I can get similar cuts that you can make into very good burger for cheaper than you can buy ground burger. And I was like, yeah. And you know, you could make your own sausage. My neighbor, I think last weekend, yeah, it was last Wednesday. It was the night before Thanksgiving or whatever. He was smoking up some cheese for our other buddy neighbor across the street. And he went to the one little, it's like an Amish grocery store, and got a big block of Cooper Sharp. For those that aren't familiar what Cooper Sharp is, it's just basically aged American cheese, but it was pepper flavored. It was like $20 for like 5 pounds. He smoked it up, and I'm like, dude, $20 for 5 pounds? They charge you like $8 for like a pound at the grocery store because they slice it there. I'm like, I have a meat slicer. I can just go get it and frit, and slice it up and then smoke the rest or whatever. And he's like, hell yeah.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, it was a big food weekend. We had to get into that, you know, always. But let's roll into some news clips, man. What did you bring here? I've got a few.
I'm going to start with one that I don't think is on anybody's radar, and it's kind of not – I only seen it once today. And we can dive into it, see what the internet has to say about it. But I saved the clip because it kind of shocked me and didn't know what to make of it.
Ooh, a shocking clip.
Following breaking news out of South Korea, where an unannounced address this morning, South Korea's president declared martial law, accusing opposition parties of sympathizing with North Korea. South Korea's parliament just passed a resolution demanding the martial law be lifted. These are some pictures that are coming out of the capital. It's a live look at protesters outside of parliament there in the capital of Seoul. Joining us now is NBC's Janice Mackey-Frayer. Janice, what do we know about what led the president to take this step? And there's been so much reaction to it, much of it, people putting it out on social media.
Well, this is a dramatic political move by South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. In this late night TV broadcast, he said he had no choice but to resort to martial law in order to safeguard what he called free and constitutional order. He says it's to protect the Republic of Korea from the threat of North Korean communist forces and to eradicate what he called the despicable North Korean anti-state forces. Now, the main opposition party in South Korea has condemned the move. They're calling it unconstitutional. They're having a vote on it. They're calling on people to converge on parliament so they can have this vote on the declaration. The last time martial law was declared in South Korea was in 1979. It means that political activities are banned. Protests are prohibited. The media is being censored. You can see there are large crowds gathering outside the National Assembly building in Seoul. A live feed from Yonhap News Agency inside the building shows that people are gathering in there too. Police are around enforcing this decision. Special forces reported to be inside as well.
So, yeah, what baffled me was the fact that there could be South Koreans that sympathize with North Koreans. Like, to me, that doesn't make any sense. Like, they know what North Korea is all about. Like, why would you even want to sympathize with them and live there? Anybody that lives in North Korea would give probably anything to get out of North Korea, but they can't. Everything's so guarded down so tightly and monitored to the point where basically if you even have the thought of it, you're going to be fucking executed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it could be a tactic from the dude, right? I mean, he could be, you know, just sitting there lying bold face like that, but there could also be some like North Korean infiltration, right? Mm-hmm. Just to play devil's avocado here. You could have someone that, you know, does sympathize and is maybe getting paid heavily from whatever Kim is running over there.
Right.
Which Kim are we up to? Jong-un, Jong-il? I don't know who the fuck it is.
Jong-il was his father, where Kim Jong-un.
Un. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I could buy it. I could also buy that he's just bullshitting, you know, just to try and stay in power.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know what to make of it because it's weird to see this stuff come out right after our elections.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I even came across a video of a supposed American being held captive in Palestine. And the guy was like, Donald Trump, use your complete power of America to bring peace to this region and free us Americans and da 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 da. And I didn't save it because it felt scripted and fake. Like, why is it coming out now? You know what I mean? I mean, it could be real. It could be, but I always look at things with a very skeptic eye.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that you should, and everyone should. That's kind of like the problem with a lot of the way that people that are conspiracy-minded, and especially people that listen to a lot of these podcasts and stuff, I've said this a lot. A lot of people have become real cynical, mm-hmm. right? And there's a fine line between a skeptic and a cynicist, if that's the proper term. But these things have real consequences, even if it is a fake thing, right?
Right.
Like, look at the whole for flat earthers that demand that the earth is absolutely flat, and they know it undoubtedly, right? What we're told and what the mainstream narrative is that it's round. And that has effects on us because mm-hmm. now there's a space program, there's NASA, there's SpaceX, there's all these things. So the effects of these things are real. Similar with football games or sports events, right? If you're going to believe that these things are fake, there's still consequences to these things, not big ones, but right. You can bet on them, right? You can do things to where, you know, there's consequential things. Now, I know a football game is a joke. It's not a serious thing, but people do take them serious, very serious.
Bread and circus, Ryan. It's bread and circus.
I know. I hate when people say that. It's like, just enjoy something. Enjoy right. something. You know what I mean?
Let your mind just fucking go be free for a little bit. You know right. what I mean? Just be entertained and not think of anything. Just think of, okay, football goes there, guy run. We need that. We need that. It's called decompression.
Well, yeah, and like the bread and circuses thing isn't the worst thing. Like, I understand what it comes from, and it's like, you know, it was to distract people and to make them stupid. But if you know that it's a bread and circuses thing, and you can still have fun with it, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. I think that you should look at things with, you know, a lens of skepticism, but also, you know, maybe enjoy it a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. It's like watching movies too. You know, movies are fake, but they can have great consequences on like culture and all kinds of things. Man, I just watched that movie, The Substance. I didn't get all the way through it because I fell asleep with Demi Moore, where she's trying to be young. It's a wild fucking movie. You know,
I watched
a lot of nudity in there too.
Oh, nice! You got to see her boobs.
You get to see her puss. I mean, you see everything, and on the young girl too. Like she's not minor or anything, but she basically, the whole plot of the story is Demi Moore's aging out of Hollywood and she wants to be younger. She's getting replaced by younger women and shit. So she takes drastic measures to make herself younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a body double type situation. It's complicated. I'm not going to ruin it for anyone that wants to watch it, but would absolutely recommend it.
I watched a really good movie over the holiday weekend. I think it was called Unlimited.
Okay.
I'm thinking that's right. It was either on, I think it was on Netflix that I watched it. It's either Netflix or Amazon Prime. It was free. But this guy got paralyzed, and it's set in the future, right? Where, you know, you have drones monitor everything, you know, oh, yeah. And he restored old cars where everybody else has these new cars that just drive you around. Kind of like reminded me of the Tesla truck, only you don't have to drive. You just get in it and what have you. But he delivered this car to a client, and he's like, here, I want to show you something. Cause I guess his wife worked for a tech company, and he's like, well, and she's like, yeah, we're trying to, you know, create artificial limbs and stuff for soldiers that, you know, we're trying to be ahead of the time. And he's like, you're not ahead of the time. Come here, let me show you this. And he holds up this like little chip. To me, it reminded me of Neuralink, right?
Right.
Long story short, that guy gets paralyzed that worked on the cars. He's like, okay, I'll do your little experiment. And from there, I'm not going to say anything more. Go watch it. It's fucking nuts. Because it's like everything in the conspiracy world, we're like, dude, if you get Neuralink and da 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 da, what if this happens? What if it goes this way? What if it goes that way? What if it goes this way? It kind of does in several different roundabout ways, and it actually has a decent ending. So it wasn't one of those ones that you're just like, what the fuck? You spent all this time and then you can't put an ending together in like the last 10 minutes? No, it actually ends okay. So
yeah, the ending is it was all a dream.
Yeah, yeah. But very good movie. Very, very good movie. I would recommend it. It's up there. It's better than Deadpool Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's not you made that seem like it's not a very high bar to beat.
A lot of people will disagree with me on my take on the Deadpool Wolverine.
Well, there's a cult around that Marvel shit similar to there is with Disney.
Right.
You know, it is Disney now. So, yeah, people.
I was into Marvel before the Marvel movie universe came out or whatever, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, whatever. Oh, yeah. I used to read the comics, okay?
A lot of 80s and 90s kids love that shit, man.
Yes. So, you know, that's what we grew up with, sitting on the shit or reading a fucking comic book or, you know, whatever. But, yeah.
If you were a kid reading a comic book while you're taking a shit, you're a psychopath.
Why?
Were you doing that?
I didn't have a cell phone. It was either that or a Reader's Digest or I was lucky at one point I had a Game Boy so I could play a Game Boy.
I'd just go in there and shit and then get out and get it done.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
It's all business in there. No, I'm that's my time.
That's my time. Yep. It's my time in here.
Yep.
All right. Well,
I sit in there until my feet go to sleep.
Yeah, you got like the red marks on your thighs from your shoulders or from your elbows. Slumped over. Yeah. I mean, you know, to each his own.
Right.
Now, this is something that we've talked about quite a bit, right? The politicians trading stocks, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Very shady. Saw a clip of Dan Crenshaw that just pissed me off.
Fuck him.
He's a wacko, dude. He's nuts.
What do they call him on Drinking Bros? One-Eyed McCain?
One-Eyed McCain, yeah. And his true colors really show here. Really seems like a big piece of shit in this clip. And it pissed me off. And I didn't really like the guy in the first place. Sorry, my nose is itching the shit out of me. I do not do cocaine.
You were hanging out with Hunter earlier in an undisclosed location.
That's true. Good callback. So, yeah, check this out. Let me know what you think. And just the smugness of this answer is wild. I'm going to go grab a beer as it's playing, but here we go.
All right.
Vote for a ban on Congress members trading stocks?
Yeah, I mean, this is like number 1,000 on my priority list of things to care about. This is one of those stupid things that I've been dragged through the mud on. You know how much fucking money I've ever had in the stock market? About $20,000. And yet I've been dragged through the mud on this as if like there's some insider trading. This is one of those bills that like some, of course, yeah, people support it. Yeah, sure. Okay. Who cares? Because I don't have any, I barely have anything in the market anyway. Are there a couple cases like wherein Nancy Pelosi has some very suspicious timing of her trades? Yeah, that has happened. But nobody else can point any other examples out. So sure, yeah, why not? Don't let us trade stocks. How about just we'll just keep whipping ourselves. How about we don't make any money either? How about like just cut our paychecks? We haven't gotten a pay raise since 2008, even a COLA increase. So, yeah, no, actually, no, yeah, this is a great idea. Let's make Congress a place where only the millionaires can actually afford to do the job. This is a wonderful idea. Let's just keep doing that, because and then some. It's always some member, right, who senses the populist energy, and then mirrors it, believing that this is what's going to help me connect with the people. Because what do the people want? Well, they want an easy button. All my problems will be solved if there's no stock trading.
Go for a ban.
Fuck him.
Wild answer, right? I mean,
I haven't got a raise since 2008. Motherfucker, you work for the people. You shouldn't be there to be wealthy.
Yeah.
In fact, if there's any job that should be minimum fucking wage, it should be a politician's.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't even think it's that crazy of an idea to have rich people the only ones that are able to be politicians, and you aren't allowed to make money while you're fucking doing it.
Right.
And then it would also discourage people from being there for fucking 20 years or 40 years or 60 years or whatever. The way I would have answered that if I was him is say, yeah, it's a good idea to keep an eye on it. But I mean, realistically, if these are everyday people, which they're not, we know that they're not, they're elite. If they were, if in this, you know, fantasy world that we want to pretend that we're living in, these are regular everyday people. You and I, we get jobs representing our state through Congress, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing that. We go in there. We're making, let's say, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year when we enter. We should not get out, or within 3 years in, we're in the high six figures at that point.
No, not
you shouldn't.
No, right? Not at all.
I understand you're going to get inside information working on lobbies and stuff like that. And, you know, okay, this company is coming out with breakthrough technology. The government's going to make a deal with them this year. It's a great time to get in now. But you should make that information public, right? Mm-hmm. Like announce, like, hey, I'm going to buy into this stock because of this. And maybe that would be a better way to go because, yeah, you're not getting around it. You're not making yourself seem like you're better than everyone else because it's undeniable that they have inside information. So that's insider trading for most people.
Right.
So it's just nuts, man. That answer is so smug and you know, sarcastic and bitchy. And yeah, even for him, that's a pretty low thing.
Yeah. Well, I'll kick the shit out of him because he has at least one blind side.
That's true. But he has guns. So
yes.
Watch out.
I know people too.
Yeah, it's just, it's that clip to me was disgusting. And that page that plays that, I'm going to try and mute this real quick. Politician trade tracker, really interesting page that plays a lot of those kinds of clips and goes through some pretty wild stuff. They also have an app, I believe, that or a website at the very least, where it notifies you when Nancy Pelosi makes a trade or so and so makes a trade. And it's not just Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is the biggest one because she's made a fuck ton of money trading stocks. But yeah, just a wild thing there. There's Matthew, first in the chat. There was a website, terminalceo.com, that posted all politicians' trading moves. And he went recently to the site and it no longer exists. There's other versions of that, though, Matthew, if you wanted to look into it. I don't know. I mean, I saw this thing. Did I talk about it on here, like with crypto? The AI bot that you can create to snipe trades?
No, I don't think you did.
I watched this video and it's been taken down off YouTube because people say it's a scam and all this stuff. But I went through and there's thousands and thousands of comments. And I understand those can be AI generated. If someone knows how to create a bot that can trade stocks, they can probably create accounts that are AI powered too.
Right.
But I mean, thousands of comments on here saying like, yeah, this is working. And then the people that said it wasn't working, he would go in and he would say, try and do this and this and this. And then, you know, get back in the chat and let me know how it works. And I spent like an hour just reading through these comments of people. And basically what you do, the problem is it takes a lot to start. So you need at least a half an Ethereum, which is 2,000 bucks, give or take. And you pay for the gas fees. You use ChatGPT to write you a code that you plug into this separate third-party thing. And then you put your money in. And it basically, it'll go sideways or up. It'll never go down because this thing is meant to make sure that it doesn't go down, that you're not losing any money. And people are getting on there and they're saying like, yeah, I made 0.03 or 0.3 or 0.5 Ethereum today doing nothing. You know, just basically start it and it goes for you. So that's the kind of shit that I want to try to do just to like get even, like get on the on an even playing field. And, you know, I mean, it's hard to trade, dude. I used to try to trade. It's very fucking hard to trade. Investing is much easier. So it just seemed like a great tool.
I only invest.
Yeah, I mean, it's smarter to do that, yeah. You know. But, yeah, I used to trade. I did it for about 2 years, and that was my only source of income. And it was stressful as fuck, man.
Oh, staying up
late, looking at shit. You do all your research and it still goes wrong somehow. So yeah, it's tough. It's tough to trade.
Yeah. And to me, a lot of that, it's way over my head to, and maybe I just don't have the ambition to want to learn it, because I'm the type that you put something in front of me, I can learn anything, you know what I mean? But I just don't have the desire to want to learn it. I'd rather just, okay, I got some XLM and XRP. I have some stock in the company that I work for now, that bought us. And I have, I think, some a little bit of stock in Ford and a couple others that, you know, very conservative. Nothing that, you know, I'm not going out there risking hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know what I mean? Just, I get so much taken out of my check every week that every quarter it will come out to about a share into the company that I own. So, you know, conservative. I got many years to go with the company.
There you go. I mean, yeah, it's one of those things, man. But yeah, that AI bot trade in crypto was fascinating to me. And there's more videos on YouTube. You can check that out if you're interested, if anyone out there is. But yeah, pretty fucking wild. The technology. So AI can be used to do some good things, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Do you want to get into a little Cash Patel?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Our favorite Indian.
Yes.
He didn't seem that bad.
I kind of like this pick.
Did you hear? The incoming president made his selection for FBI director. It's Cash Patel, the former chief of staff of the DOD. So why is the former number two guy at the FBI, Andrew McCabe, freaking out on cable news? Let's watch.
Yeah, well, it's a terrible development for the men and women of the FBI, and also for the nation that depends on a highly functioning, professional, independent Federal Bureau of Investigation. The fact that Cash Patel is profoundly unqualified for this job is not even like a matter for debate. So I think what we should really be thinking about right now is, what does this signal in terms of Donald Trump's intent for?
It signifies that you're in trouble, deep trouble, you and the entire deep state. Oh, yeah. This is a guy who's going to come in and he's not messing around. I've interviewed Cash a lot of times. Here's one of the times from last year that I interviewed him, and I talked to him about Merrick Garland, the head of the DOJ, the attorney general, pretending like he didn't know who was in the crowd at January 6th. He was asked how many FBI agents or federal agents were involved in that crowd that was rioting at the Capitol on January 6th. And he said, I don't know if there were or weren't any, which really screwed him up because he does know. He knows if there were or if there weren't any. So Massey said, did you just perjure yourself? Did you just tell us that you sit here before us not knowing whether there were or weren't? Well, let me rephrase it, he said. And then he tried to rephrase his way out of it. Cash, is there any doubt that there were federal agents in that crowd?
None. And talk about government gangsters of the first order. Merrick Garland and Chris Wray are the top two culprits, and that they're destroying our system of justice and creating a two-tier one. Look, we now know, without any equivocation, there was a dozen minimum federal sources, paid informants, and the FBI's former director of the DC field office came out and admitted they lost track of them.
Right.
The FBI lost track of the informants they had on the job for the DC Capitol riot scheme, and they lost them and were supposed to be paying them. On top of that, Joe, they admitted they had two dozen undercover federal agents on site. Chris Wray and Merrick Garland have lied to the world and Congress about this repeatedly. They, of course, know the answers to that. They're quarterbacking those cases and that investigation single-handedly. And Congress should bring Merrick Garland up on contempt of charges for lying yet again. But for some reason, we don't want to take his money. We don't want to take some of his funding. We're going to let him continue to lie and continue to rig elections and continue to destroy our system of justice.
For those who don't know, the Attorney General is the boss of the Department of Justice. Is there any way, shape, or form he can squirm out of this and say, I just didn't know? He would had to have known, right? Or if he didn't know, Cash, after he's asked the first time months ago, doesn't he go back to his department and say, all right, tell me who was there? It'd be easy for him to find out, right?
That's exactly what happens. He calls the director of the FBI who works for him and says, hey, Chris Wray, how many informants do we have there? How much money are we spending there? How is it that we didn't know who was there working for the FBI and we lost them?
So what are your thoughts about this selection of Cash Patel? I think it's masterful. Make sure you leave a comment. Make sure you like.
I don't know. I like the dude. And the fact that the other side that has shown how corrupt they've been for not just the last 4 years, but for many since we'll just blanket it back to Kennedy. Okay. They're fucking scared, dude. They're scared. They're like, oh fuck. If this guy comes in and says what he's does what he says he's gonna do, we're fucked.
Are they scared or are they pretending that they're scared? That's the thing.
I think they're scared.
Because we thought that last time with Trump too. Remember? All these politicians are scared and you know, these actors and influencers and shit right. are scared. It seemed like it was just more the same. You know, obviously things got a little bit better price wise and whatnot, but you know, the war in the Middle East cooled off quite a bit. But I don't know, man. It's still tough to really get behind any of these guys. And apparently titanium is going up because of the war machine and aerospace industry, according to Matthew. So, I mean, yeah, I don't really invest in stocks anymore or trade stocks. Been thinking about doing some crypto just because it seems like, I mean, XRP fucking skyrocketed. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I probably should look at it.
Yeah, it's like it doubled in price at least over like a week. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude. Because some other hedge fund or something was saying that they were going to get involved with them. So, yeah, did your stocks, your stake go up there?
I'm trying to remember where I put that app.
Oh, boy. What, Coinbase?
Oh, there it is. No, Uphold.
Oh, Uphold's nice.
At the time, that was the only place you could protect your
account.
Get it. So,
yeah, you should be at least double your initial investment, if not more. But you got to leave it in. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, that stuff, I don't think it would ever get to $10 necessarily, but if it did, I mean, shit, a lot of people would be really fucking rich off that. That was like Dogecoin, man. I bought that back in the day at like 0.00003 cents. And when it went up to, you know, a couple cents, that was a nice little pull. I did pull out there.
So, if I'm looking at this right, XRP is at $2.60?
Yeah. Should be right around there.
Holy shit.
261. Yeah, what'd you buy it at?
Like 30-some cents?
Yeah, dude. That's what I'm saying.
What? Now, let me... It's been a while since I've been on this app because I just kind of put it in there and forgot about it.
Yeah, you can just look at your bank, your main, like your holdings, like your overall all portfolio value, and it'll tell you what you got. You don't need to say it on here, but yeah, no, it's just. I mean, you happy about it?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Oh yeah, see that's what's up.
XLM's even up. That's that XLM went up to 52 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, I sold a lot of mine when I quit Pepsi. And like I said, I've been thinking about getting back into it. I'm going to hopefully, you know, XRP will drop down a little bit more and I can get more involved in Ethereum too. So,
bro, I'm glad you told me this.
Are you going to pull some out?
Fuck no.
Yeah, I'll ask you when we get done.
Let it ride.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, dude, it'll go down, but it'll end up.
This is the most it's been since I bought it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the most that it's been. I think the most it's been is like 310 or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. But it wasn't for very long when it went up that high, and then it just kind of went, and then it just kind of.
No, you know what? This is the highest that it's been as far as like a closing time.
Okay.
Like if it ends higher, because I don't know what the full highest was. I want to say it was 310 or something like that, but it's not even showing that on Google, at least, showing that the highest was 270.
It's funny because it says it's 260 right now, and it's, according to this, is down 5%.
Yeah, well, because it got up to 280, like Matthew said.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, over the last month, it's up 419.21%. So it's good, man. Reason to crack a beer. But anyway, yeah, congratulations, buddy.
It's nothing I can retire on yet, but when I initially put the money in and bought as many shares as I did, I'm glad I did.
Yeah, and now you're holding those shares, so.
Fuck yeah.
You got them, or coins, I guess.
Coins.
Okay, so let's check. Let's get into some weird stuff here. After a little boring finance. Let me see. Oh, no, that was the thing that I clicked to purchase. All right, so this...
Russia's...
I believe Matthew actually sent this, if he's still in here. This is a weird little Russian fortress that also has to do with some... Oh, no, sorry, that wasn't Matthew. It was Silver Stacker. My bad. Weird little Russian fortress... And it's like got some military connections and stuff like that. So I'll just play it and see what you think, and we can talk about it afterwards.
Okay,
here we go.
So this is meant to be Russia's new army cathedral, but I don't understand, why would the army need a cathedral? What? This is the most Warhammer 40k coded thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, why would an army need this? It's not like Russia is a theocracy. Like, why does the army need a church? It does look very cool, though, I'm not gonna lie. So I heard that the door and the steps up to the cathedral... Oh my god, Jesus. The steps of the cathedral and the door are made out of the metal of destroyed German tanks. Which is crazy to think about. Holy moly. So this will be an Orthodox church, right? Oh my god, Jesus with a sword is aura. This is so insane. I'm actually, like, impressed. Like, because it shows that we're still able to build really, really cool and elaborate things like this. Like, look at all the frescoes and stuff. And if we can build things this beautiful, even if they're not religious or whatever, like, why don't we do that? Like, this is... So this is meant to be...
Okay. What am I missing?
No, it just looks absolutely insane for a military cathedral. Right. I mean,
right.
If you're going to get crazy with it, you could say, hey, you know, so apparently this was built in, what, 2018, 2020, mm-hmm. over that time. But.
And Matthew did send that, by the way.
Yeah, I know Matthew did send it, but I was talking about when I was saying Silver Stacker, I thought Matthew was the one that's saying it was 280. So that's why I was correcting myself.
Gotcha.
But yeah, you know, I'm sure that, you know, Matt from The Great Deception would get a big kick out of that building because, and I'm sure he's seen it because he's on top of that kind of stuff, but you know, Star 40, you know, if you wanted to get crazy, you could say like, maybe that's going to be like a sacrificial area because they're very devout, Christians there. Right.
Right.
Like in Russia. So just conspiracy ish. And I thought, you know, if nothing else, it's a beautiful building. It looks wild.
Sometimes so. I see videos like that and maybe it's because I'm half retarded. Like, I was just like, okay, this is like another building in Russia. You know, they have all these types of like cathedrals and
yeah.
their buildings are fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? And what have you. So I didn't really put two and two together like where's the occult hookup or, you know, the secret society. I don't know.
Well, all those buildings like that have some kind of occult connection, you know, like they're like that for a reason. And
right.
occult just means, you know, it's not on the surface.
Right. Unseen.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. To me, it's a interesting thing. And if you did more research on that, I bet there's some weird shit to it. So that's what, you know, I think that's what Matthew was getting at there with just the whole post, man. It's nuts because we don't do shit like that here. Our military, you know, things like that are very industrial looking. That seems more like a religious thing. So maybe that's them not pointing at a holy war per se, mm-hmm. but you know, it kind of gives those vibes, you know, like if it's a newer building, which apparently it is, kind of fucking weird.
It's odd. Especially with everything that has come out. I don't know. Since the first Trump administration through the end with that one thing that everybody got sick from.
Oh, yeah.
Into like, Ukraine and what have you. And Russia's been dropping some, like, really weird information, like old school maps. What was it, a couple of years ago? They dropped like some of their old school maps that they have in museums of Tartaria and shit like that, when Tartaria was all the rage in the podcast community.
Oh yeah. I always thought that was a bit gay, but I do understand why people like it.
Yeah. But I don't know. To me, it always goes back. If they're telling me Russia's the bad guy so hard, and then they drop information or do something like this, how am I to really believe that this might be built for a bad reason? You know what I mean? Like, you're telling me he's a bad guy. You're telling me they do all this bad shit. I haven't seen it in my lifetime.
Well, people would say that the war on Ukraine is horrible, right? It's a genocide, killing these Nazis and stuff. So I'm glad that you kind of went back and forth a little bit on that, because I wanted to show this clip after.
Okay.
And this is in Ukraine, and it's Zelensky, who's Jewish, right? And they're very anti-Orthodox Christian, which is what that church should be.
Zelensky, no, he should be Polish.
Yeah, but I think he's a Polish Jew.
Oh, okay.
Right? I mean, I can double check.
Either way, he's dumb.
Well, Jews aren't dumb.
No, he is.
Yeah, so Zelensky is the first Jewish president of Ukraine.
All right.
So he's a Jewish person, right? And we're critical of all races and religions here, but we always talk about how the Jews see themselves as the they're made in the image of God and everyone else isn't.
Right.
Right. So that's interesting
here. The chosen people.
Yeah, the chosen people of God. Perfect. So yeah, check this out. This is in Ukraine, and this is Ukrainians basically attacking, for lack of a better term, attacking Orthodox Christians. So here's this right here. So, I mean, obviously, you know, keep the clip going, but we have, you know, there's an Orthodox church, and they're kicking these people out of it. And, you know, we're told this is in Ukraine. I have no reason not to believe it. But, yeah, these are you know, his own soldiers going against his own people that choose to worship differently than...
Well, this was big news floating around certain podcasts like ours. That would kind of report on this, I guess you could say. We kind of touched on it a little bit, how he would go after certain religious sects, S-E-C-T-S.
We know what you're saying.
All right. Over there, and not allow them to practice their religion. And when we looked into it a little deeper, it was that fucking Nazi regime party that I forget the name of it.
Azov?
Yeah, the Azov Battalion, doing all this shit. And it's like, you guys are sitting here saying Ukraine's all this great, but you're literally supporting Nazis.
Yeah.
And we're cool with that, I guess. And I'm pretty sure I said the same exact thing the first time this has ever been brought up. But people are dumb. They don't look into things. They just believe what the news tells them or whatever, and or not tell them, because that's not on any mainstream source over here in America. It could be in other places, but not here in America.
Yeah. I mean, I if I'm not mistaken, that was going around in like 2020 and like during the COVID stuff, right? Like that,
you know. I think right around 21, 22, somewhere in there.
Okay. Because I don't know if this was during the war, because the war started in 22?
Yes. It was like, when was it? The fall after Biden got elected.
I thought it was like February 2022.
Yeah, yeah. Because everybody, because even I was the one, oh, this will be over by March.
Right. Yeah, and then here we are. Yeah, February 20th, 2014. That's not right. I guess that's like the formal start. But yeah, it's not something I can, you know, quickly find here because it's all saying 2000. Oh, okay. So, yeah. So the 2022 invasion. So yeah, they were kind of bickering, bitching at each other. But yeah, just to me, what that kind of simplifies or signifies rather is that Russia's doubling down on their faith. That, you know, they're tying their military in with their faith. And if you're going to persecute Christians in your country, there's a shitstorm brewing for you.
And that is basically why he wanted and got, I believe he got Crimea back. That was Putin? A big, yeah.
You could be right.
And that was why he initially and was the original, I don't know, excuse to go into Ukraine, because Zelensky was doing this to his people. And Putin was like, no, you're not prosecuting these Orthodox Christians. You know, that's wrong. But everybody else in the world and NATO said, oh, you're the bad guy. We have to encroach more closer on your land. Well, take your own house and say everybody around you might be in an HOA, but you're not. But they're going to try and come in and force you. What are you going to do? You're going to stand up for your own home. No, I don't want to be in an HOA. I don't want to be told what to do. This is my house, my yard, my property. Okay? Mm-hmm. I want to do whatever I want. If I want to hang Christmas decorations or whatever decoration I want, celebrate whatever holiday or whatever I can, you, the HOA, aka NATO, can't tell me not to. And that's the simplest way I can break down the whole why. I mean, I would be pissed if I was Putin or Russians,
right?
Since the beginning of NATO, all they did was encroach on Russia.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what NATO and then really the UN does that too.
Yeah,
but yeah, dude, if you look online, it says that Crimea is part of Ukraine, but that's kind of how online works, right? It's just like that's what we think. So, but yeah, I'm sure if you ask Putin, it's Russia. So,
right,
it just depends who you're asking and what you choose to believe. But yeah, something's been shady about that fucking thing the whole time.
Do you want to get into? Let's go back to Kash Patel for a minute.
Oh, you like him, huh?
I have another clip on him. It has to do with the Epstein files and what have you. Now, he's on a show that I no longer listen to, but, you know, some people would be like, oh, you guys are in the same fucking boat. Well, okay, whatever. Just take it for what it is. Use the information. Just know he's a very well prepared and stocked up for any type of thing with food, you know, what have you, and he's a Mormon.
It's InfoWars.
Who has Jeffrey Epstein's
Black Book?
FBI. But who? That is that I mean, there's
That's under direct control of the director of the FBI, just like the manifesto from the Nashville school shooting. Yes. Of the Catholic school. Yeah. We still haven't seen that, right? It's not the Nashville police or PD saying we don't want this out. The FBI airmailed into that operation and said this is not getting out. Because they do that because this is another government gangster operation. All these local law enforcement communities get funding from the DOJ and FBI for right. local programs. And if you don't cooperate, you're not getting your $1 million for this. And you're not getting your, and that's a lot of money to these local districts. That's how they play the game. That's why you don't have a black book.
But the black book, it's not just sitting. I mean, that's Hoover power times 10.
And to me, that's a thing I think President Trump should run on. On day one, roll out the black book. And not just that. On day one, roll out all of the text message communications we were told were deleted. On day one, play the rest of the video of the pipe bomber. On day, you know, he need one of the reforms I talk about in government gangsters is you need a central node to be continuously declassifying. This is another thing they do. They overclassify. And I'm telling you, as a former number two in the IC, they overclassify 50% of the stuff there to protect the deep state. Oh, no, you can't see that. Nothing to see here. Gina was a master at it. of doing it. And we still haven't seen half of the Russiagate report that we wrote. Still under lock and key. On how the ICA was originally constructed. We put 10,000 man hours against John Brennan's team that did it. And we found out why they came up with their bogus conclusion. But we couldn't sell it to the world because we couldn't talk about it. And the government gangsters came in and buried it. All of these things, there needs to be a continuing central power, whether it's the White House or offsite, that says every request that comes in, just right out the door, as long as it's not a major threat to national security.
I don't know. I don't know why I like this guy so much. Maybe I'm getting gaslit by what I see on social media, but I don't know. And to look at him, he's a fit guy. I bet you he could throw down some great fucking Indian food in the kitchen. And
oh, yeah.
Whoo, with some fire.
With some fire. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with him. To be honest, I don't know a ton about him. I haven't done, like, a bunch of research, but I like what he says. And right. That can be just as dangerous as it is, like, you know, comforting.
Correct.
When you like what someone says so much. So, yeah, I mean, let's see what he does. I mean, why would Trump not have a reason to, you know, put out the black book of Jeffrey Epstein? That's still a huge point of discussion for a lot of people because, and you know it is, because the whole Diddy thing was supposed to be a distraction from that, I think, because they're lower level people. Those are entertainers and actors and shit, not government officials that are supposedly running our world. So I'm sure there were some politicians at Diddy's house and stuff, but you know, it's one of those things, man.
I could see one-eyed McCain there.
One-eyed McCain at the Diddy party?
At a Diddy party, yeah. Totally at a Diddy party.
Hey. Yeah, having fun there. I mean, you know that wheelchair guy too. The not Abbott, but the other guy, the young guy.
No, he not Abbott. What did Kyle from the Big Dumb podcast Hot Wheels? He used to call him Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
He's like, oh yeah, my governor Hot Wheels.
What was that, Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Calling him Hot Wheels. Yeah, he's in Texas too, so you can make fun of him.
Absolutely.
Let's get to some good news, a little bit of good news. I can stop sounding like a racist when I accidentally call the Commanders the Redskins because they're the Redskins forever to me. And
yes.
when I play Madden NFL 2006 on my PS2, I often play as the Redskins when I want a little bit more of a challenge. So they're thinking about changing the name back.
I know, so that and they should. And the family of the guy that it was named after, who said – anyway.
Who said – what were we going to say?
The guy that said yes, he was Native American that said yes, name it the Redskins. It was.
Well, people weren't as sensitive back then. The Redskins were founded in like the 40s or something.
Yes, right.
But and, yeah.
The family of him is petitioning, put it back to the Redskins. It's not offensive to us.
Well, I don't understand how the Chiefs aren't offensive, right? I mean, how are the Chiefs not offensive? I understand that a chief is a leader.
Right. But we can't have the Braves or what was the one in up in Ohio, the baseball team that had to change their names?
Not the Indians.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the Indians.
Was it? What are like, they now?
Couldn't tell you. I don't follow baseball all that much other than Kirby.
Cleveland Indians. The Guardians.
Guardians, that's it.
It's like, really? And they're all like empowering names. It's like... It's. I mean, you know, these are white people that are bitching about this. I understand there's probably a handful of Native Americans that get offended by the term redskin.
Maybe a handful.
That's what I'm saying. There's a few people. But, dude, I know a lot of, like, Native American people, like, when I was in school, loved the Redskins because they felt like there was some representation.
Right.
Right?
And not only that, that's like saying a redneck gets offended because he's called a redneck. A redneck comes from somebody that works outside and like a farmer or whatever, a hick, and he's sunburned on his back of his neck. Oh, he's a redneck. Or why don't you get offended because we call Marines leathernecks?
Oh, well.
Like, come the fuck.
Pretty insulting.
Ugh.
I mean, dude, you could get, why aren't, you know, big gay dudes offended by the Bears? You know? You could get offended by that. you could get offended by, and Ghost is laughing because he considers himself a bear.
Fuck you. I mean,
dude, you could get offended by any of these things. The Patriots could be offensive, right? All these fucking
teams. I was not expecting you to go. A big gay dude. Why aren't you offended by the Bears?
Why isn't a big old hairy gay dude offended by the Bears? They need a Twinks team out there.
They or have
the Browns. Them. What about the Browns? You're just calling a team the Browns, you know? Like, it's nuts. It's nuts that people get offended by,
like,
that.
Literally, people go, taking the Browns to the Super Bowl when they go take a shit.
Right. Right. So, and yeah, I'm sure Matthew likes that because I'm pretty sure he loves the Browns. But check this out. This is a nice discussion. This is some good news here. Here we go.
The irony that they were canceling Native American culture as the DEI movement went way too far. Look, this is honoring a Blackfeet chief who was born in Montana. He's highly esteemed. The Blackfeet Tribe of Montana, their current chairman and the tribal council, signed a letter in strong support to bring the logo back. It honors Indian country. So we've had good discussions with the NFL and with the Commanders. There's good faith negotiations going forward that's going to allow this logo to be used again. Perhaps revenue is going to a foundation that could help Native Americans in sports and so forth. We're making good progress. And based on the good faith negotiations, I made a decision to support this bill yesterday in the committee.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to correct him. I know he was trying to speak plural, Blackfeet Nation. It's just the Blackfoot Nation. It was the black.
Okay, well, yeah, he's probably black. You know, he's probably not educated on that, and he was just like reading whatever pamphlet they gave him. Like, this is what you need to say here.
Right.
He's a rich dude. He's the owner of a fucking team. I think it's great, man, and it's a good step in the right direction to get things just back to how they used to be a little bit. Yeah. I'm not saying go all the way back to where black people are in fucking chains, man. That's not what anyone wants. Like, I have black friends, you know. That's what everyone says when they're racist. But, I mean, dude, everyone of
my
us
nephew's
knows a black
person.
Huh?
My nephew's black.
How the fuck does that happen?
Well, his mom's white. His dad was black.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that happens all the time. But I thought you meant like a nephew. So your sister.
My sister's firstborn son. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
Who's taller than me?
Well, got to be careful.
Yeah, and it makes me have... I get Napoleon syndrome around him. I'm like... You know,
I can still kick your ass.
I'm 47, and he's like 4 inches taller. I'm 6'4". He's probably like 6'7". Deep, big, deep voice. Skinny as a fucking twig, though.
That's funny.
And it's like, I look up, Jay, I'll kick your ass.
Well, yeah, dude, I just think it's a good move, and I hope that more of this stuff happens. Bring the fucking Indian lady back on the Land of Lakes.
Yeah.
Bring back, you know, Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima, all these things.
All that happened because white people protested.
Yeah, dude.
Like you said. I
mean, well, there was a few people that they kind of paid that were black or Native American to be like, hey, make this a big deal. You're a scholar. You can get $100,000 if you fucking, you know, help us with this. But it's stupid because to me, I think it's racist to take these things away.
Absolutely.
If you can only have white people on labels and as brands, that's a fucking bad thing.
Dude, I'm sorry. Well, sorry, Aunt Jemima. Was Mrs. Buttersworth?
She had a black figure, big old ass.
She did.
I used to love the Mrs. Buttersworth bottle.
And when I was a kid, that's the only syrup I wanted was Mrs. Buttersworth. I don't know why. Probably the advertising or whatever.
Clips on the show.
Well, I do. I've never met an older, heavyset black woman that can't cook.
Right.
I mean, they're going to throw down
white people's hearts. Cooking.
Buh. Like,
so I'm saying, dude, it's.
I want to be invited to the fucking barbecue because I know I can cook, but I want to be able to eat your food too.
Yeah,
and all of it.
If this stuff starts happening, it's definitely a good sign. And also, you know, I think that affirmative action shit. There's nothing more racist than that, and all that stuff. So yeah, it'd be great to just see some of that stuff come back. So remind me of better times.
Oh yeah, back before NAM.
Back before NAM.
What do I have? Should we got to play the elephant in the room.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Where am I at here? I'm going to play my clip of Above the Law. If it's similar to yours, or we can play yours as well. It does not matter because it's funny as fuck.
Let's see.
No one is above the law.
Joe Biden has already proven he's willing to stand up for the rule of law and that he does not plan to pardon or commute his son.
No one is above the law.
And that he has ruled out pardoning his own son.
The contrast is so clear in terms of decency and principle.
Nobody is above the law.
I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision. I will do that. No. And I will not pardon him.
The contrast to how Trump has behaved, how Trump has treated the rule of law. This was a good day for the system.
Letting the world know that he will not wipe away the decision of 12 of his son's peers.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
President has ruled out pardoning his son.
Major commitment from the president, accepting the outcome of the trial and also pledging not to pardon his son.
You ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
As current president of the United States has so much respect for the law that he has said he would not pardon his son. I mean, what, yeah. You know, again, it's all about the contrast.
This week, of course, Hunter Biden was found guilty, and Joe Biden has very clearly said he would not pardon his son. He would not commit
charges. Right. He is not doing that. He is not doing it because he is living what it means to have a rule of law.
Turtle. Pardon his son? He has said no. On the other side,
everyone understands he's a decent man. You know, the president said he won't touch it. He said he's not going to pardon his son.
The president has said that he will not pardon his son.
What? Is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No.
BC News Special Report.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Lindsay Davis at ABC News headquarters here in New York. We're coming on the air this hour with breaking news. President Biden has just pardoned his son Hunter on gun and tax.
Here with breaking news tonight, President Biden has made a decision to pardon his son Hunter.
President Biden will pardon his son Hunter Biden.
Hours after he announced the pardon of his son Hunter on tax and gun charges.
Nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above.
No one's above the law.
Yeah, I mean, that's real similar to mine, so we can skip mine. That's a better one. It's a little longer. So I mentioned it before. I don't know if we were recording or not. I think we were. We had just started where, you know, I would do the same thing. You know, I'm sure that Biden put him up to some of this stuff.
And oh, yeah, because the pardon goes all the way back to 2014.
Right.
Which is when Hunter was dabbling in Ukraine.
Yeah. And yeah, he was the vice president then, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man. I mean, it's fucked up. But I mean, that's the thing is like, how are the liberals going to react to this? How are they going to just brush it under the rug? Or are they going to say, yeah, Biden lied again? But, you know, we know what they're going to do. They're not going to make it seem like this falls on Biden and that this is just another member of the elite class that is using the law to their benefit.
Yep. That got weaponized.
Right. So,
but the big scary orange guy, oh, he's so scary. I mean, he's like Hitler or something. He's going to put everybody in gas chambers.
Yeah. I mean, again, I would do the same thing, but they shouldn't have really like doubled and tripled and fucking quadrupled and however many times down.
No.
That, you know, he's not pardoning him. He's a man of the law. And look at Trump. Trump would absolutely pardon his son. But Biden won't because he's a man of the people and he loves law so much that he will even sacrifice his own family, which he's done before, by the way. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, you know.
Is that back when he was a Button or still a Biden?
That was when he was a Biden. That was when he was going into.
He comes from the Button family.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's where the Biden family comes from. That Biden name comes from. Did a deep dive episode into that last.
Look
night.
At my memory.
Hey. That's fine.
That was a couple years ago.
Well, dude, so look, it's a theory, but yeah, I think that his family was sacrificed when he got into the Senate because they all died except for Hunter and the guy that ended up dying later.
Right.
And, you know, the worst one of all of them lives. So kind of strange, but yeah, dude, I would do the same thing. I think people are lying if they say that they wouldn't. If I had a kid, you know, no matter what kind of piece of shit he was, I'd be like, yeah, we're going to bail you out and you're getting rehab or something. But, you know, they're not going to give him rehab. So.
No. You were just doing hookers and blow with him not that long ago before we came on the air.
And that sounds fucking awesome. You know? But, you know, you kind of got to button it down a little bit when you're actually, you know, your dad's the head of the freaking state. So
that is true.
is what it is, man. But what do you say we get into cunt of the week? I know that you wanted to keep this one a little shorter. We're at 120 right now.
We can. We got about 10 minutes.
You want to go 10 more minutes?
Yeah. I have two clips I want to play. I'm going to play this one on... Well, shit. I'll save that one for next week. Actually, we'll play this clip and we'll get into cunt of the week. I came across this. I thought of you. It's cute. Oh. We're going to end on a happy note.
Oh, all right.
Hi, this is Mark with Arizona Animal Experts in Tucson, Arizona. What you're looking at here is actually the smallest owl in the world. They're very docile. They're not threatening or aggressive like some of your bigger owls. But I'll tell you, this is the first time I've ever seen one. I'm seeing them in books and I'm seeing them on television. But it's kind of rare video because they are very secluded. And they spend a lot of their time up here in these saguaro cavities that are made by woodpeckers. So this little guy, how I actually got him is he actually got into what they call a bird board vent that leads right into an attic, and he got stuck in there. So we pulled him out, and I had a look at him. I thought, oh, this is a baby owl. And then after I did a little Googling that, I found out that it's an elf owl. He is actually the smallest one in the world. The neat thing about these guys is that these guys feed on venomous scorpions and venomous centipedes. They also like a lot of the lizards that you're going to find tons of them around here in the Sonoran Desert, and moths and stuff like that. But as I mentioned before, they have to hide because there's a lot of predators. Actually, other owls will go after them, coyotes, snakes, and other raptor birds like owls and kestrels and stuff like that. So the funny thing about these things is when they are threatened, they'll actually play dead, just like a possum. However, I didn't actually get to see this. So I hope you enjoy this video, and we'll see you again. Thank you.
I never knew about that little owl.
Poor guy's trying to sleep. You see him? He's like, get me the fuck out of here. His eyes are like half closed.
I'm nocturnal, bitch.
Yeah, you're fucking doing this for your stupid likes and subscriptions and shit. I need to sleep. Yeah, dude, I hadn't seen those owls either. Apparently, they're pretty rare, like the guy was saying. But right. Yeah, man, there's so many cool animals out here. You know, the Sonoran Desert gets like a reputation to where it's just like dirt and shit out here. But it's a fucking awesome place, man.
No doubt. What kind of cactus was that behind him? Is that one that's protected?
Yeah, it's a saguaro. That's the one that I'm making that lamp out of.
Gotcha.
But, so the reason why I was able to get the ribs from it is because it had already fallen down and dried out completely.
Right.
And I didn't pull it from a monument. You're not allowed to do that. It was just down the street by my mailboxes. So, and it was sitting there for fucking years. So yeah, I pulled that. And yeah, they're awesome. They're awesome cactuses. And like in the monument, man, if you ever came down here, the monument that I live right behind there, you can't walk a foot without seeing a saguaro. Like they're like feet apart from each other in this whole thing. And it's just an incredible.
And that's the most iconic looking cactus ever. Like everybody, draw me a cactus and you're going to draw one that has an arm up, an arm down. It's really tall. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's what people, you know. Oh, draw me a cactus that you can get water out of. Well, I see it on the old Bugs Bunny cartoons and the Roadrunner, you know, and this and that. And you go up and you drill a hole in one of those cactuses and you can soak the water out.
Yeah. Well, dude, here, look, I'll show you a couple of pictures of these before we get out of here. Because, yeah, it really is a wild thing. I'm used to seeing them, so it doesn't really, like, trip me out. But, I mean, this is the monument that I live behind, Saguaro National Monument. And or Saguaro National Park, sorry, but we always call it the monument. And, yeah, dude, like, you can see.
Oh, wow.
Everywhere. And I'll pull up another tab here, and we can see some more just quick pictures. Because, yeah, dude. You can go through like the valleys and stuff, and they're just everywhere. And it's the wildest shit to really see, especially for like outside people that aren't from here. This is probably pulling up a new one, of course. We can't get a goddamn.
It's kind of like how you were when you came out to Pennsylvania last winter, and you were walking around, and you're like, dude, Pennsylvania's beautiful. I'm just like, it is.
Yeah.
And if I went to Arizona, I'd be like, Arizona's beautiful. And you'd be like, it is.
Oh, no, I really do think it is. It's just like, you know, someone usually has to bring it up. I mean, here's a picture of a valley, and we can wrap after this. But, yeah, you can just see just
holy
everywhere.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. They're so cool. It's a real unique place out here, so.
That is cool as shit.
All right. Well.
Well, I guess.
Good stuff. Happy ending.
Happy ending. We always like happy endings over here.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt, 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 cunt. Take that stinking cunt. You cunt.
Joe Biden.
I'll go one-eyed McCain.
I was going to go with him, but I kind of had a hankering that you were going to go with him, so I went with Joe Biden.
Yeah, both of them are cunts, both valid, but and everyone that lied sitting there and being like, "Oh, that's my president. He doesn't think he's above the law like Trump does." Yeah, you guys are all cunts too. Fuck yourselves.
You know, if they fuck themselves,
there's going to be a lot more liberals. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? They can't reproduce.
Well, hey, that's what they're into.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, isn't that actually like kind of funny that it's like, yeah, we don't want you guys to reproduce either, so just don't.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like.
Hypocritical coming from someone that doesn't have a kid, but.
Right. But, I'm a woman. My husband voted for Trump. He's not getting. I'm divorcing him. I'm not having sex. I'm not procreating. I'm not doing anything. Good.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't like fucking that dirty hole either.
Yeah.
You know, another thing, we didn't talk about these people, but these are also cunts of the week. All the bitches that are shaving their heads to look ugly, yeah. In their words, so that they don't, you know, want to have sex and all this stuff. That's so fucking disrespectful to cancer patients, dude.
Absolutely. Or people with alopecia.
Look, I'm bald. Am I ugly? I look ugly right now. Okay. I haven't showered yet.
Well, I'm kind of bald. I need a haircut.
But yeah, dude, it's fucked up for people that you know, can't grow hair, and then you're saying like, yeah, we're gonna look ugly so that no guys want to fuck us. It's like guys don't want to fuck you anyway. A and B, that's super disrespectful.
Right.
You, the party of fucking hypersensitivity, should recognize that.
And tolerance.
Doing some shit.
And tolerance.
And tolerance. We can't forget the tolerance. So tolerant that people should be locked up if they're voting opposite of them.
Absolutely. If you want to support the show, ladies and gentlemen, go to patreon.com/ My Third Eye Podcast or Dangerous World Podcast. That's Dangerous World Podcast or My Third Eye Podcast over on Patreon. Sign up for your tier over there, and you can get this with commercials out of it. No commercials. None. And Ryan, on his end, posts the video. I don't post the video on my Patreon because we go live on X every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. And you can go back on my page and just rewatch it on X. You don't even need a subscription. Someone sent a question. I think I answered. I forget where it was. Might have been on X or no. I answered on your Patreon because I was on yours as, you know, a Patreon because I subscribe. And someone said, "Hey, do I have to be a member on X to you know, watch live?" No, it's free. I'm the one paying for the verification so we can go free. Right, or go live. So Ryan posts the videos. I don't. Go on X, whatever. Also, don't forget about your pets, okay? This time of year, it's getting colder. The joint pain can kind of kick in a little bit with older dogs. Some like the cold, some don't. Their pads can get a little bit dry. That's where Pure Pet Wellness comes in. They have top line of CBD products from tinctures, sprays, roll-ons, little deodorant-looking things, and balms that you can use for your dog anytime, anywhere. And they don't promote it, but Ryan and I say, hey, there's times where, oh, fuck, we worked out or we did a little something extra. I'm going to rub a little bit of this balm on my sore muscles, and it fucking works, dude. It works, and it's made here in America in California. Nick and his family are great people. They were Nick was on Talk at the Tavern a couple times back in the day when the tavern was up and running. But go to purepetwellness.com, enter DWP or Ghost at checkout. That's enter Ghost or DWP at checkout. You get 20% off your entire order, and that works every time. You could order something 10 minutes later, be like, oh shit, I forgot that. You get enter that promo code one more time. And it works. because
it's unlimited.
It works. It's unfucking limited. That's DWP
or CBD products for your dogs.
Awesome, awesome products. So that's DWP or Ghost at checkout. Also, if you want some Conspiracy Underground News Team merch, go over to dangerousworldpodcast.com. I don't have a promo code over there. He's working on one for me. No, just kidding.
I don't
kidding.
Have one either.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess he's just working on one for me because I'm so beautiful.
It takes a long time to set up a promo code. Right. We're working on those.
Yeah. But go over to dangerousworldpodcast.com. You can get your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme or your G.I. Joe theme. Ryan has a lot in his mind that he and we go back and forth. What do we want to drop next? We don't know. It's going to be a surprise. But these make great Christmas presents, you know. Surprise a family member.
Do you got a cunt in your family?
Yeah, do you have a cunt in your family? Here, wear this shirt. I recommend the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme one just because it says cunt. I like it. I wear it, but I wear both of them. I have the G.I. Joe theme one too. That's dangerousworldpodcast.com. Ryan, what are we and what did I, anything I forgot?
You didn't forget anything, but I do know that we're a lip above and we're going to continue to do so. Be a lip or two maybe above the other news shows out there. We enjoy doing this. It's always fun. You know, you might look at our feeds and realize, you know, we're not releasing any other episodes. You know, we're both busy guys, but we definitely make time for this show every week because we do enjoy it so much. So this one's not going anywhere. And just thank you guys for the continued listening. The people that view live, that's always really fun. We want to get that number up always and try to interact with you guys more. Ask us questions, send us links in the chat. We can pull up videos live. Plug your own business, plug your own podcast, whatever you want to do. We're here for the people. So yeah, thank you all for listening as always, and we'll be back soon.
Yeah, I guess we will. And on that note, I guess we will see you next time.
1, 2, 3, 4. I told you so. I told you so. Remember when I told you about 9/11? Remember when I told you about Building 7? Remember when I told you about the fluoride in the water? Yes, I did. Remember when I told you about the New World Order? Remember that? Remember when I told you about the chemtrails in the sky? Remember when I told you that NASA was full of lies? Remember when I told you about the ultra mind control? Well, I just wanna say that I told you so, yeah. Remember when I told you about 432 hertz, that is, and what 440 can do to you? It hurts my ears. Remember when I told you about the vaccine agenda? Yes, I did. And that Michelle Obama is a transgender. Yes, he is. The dinosaur fraud, the climate change scam, and yes, Sandra Bullock is also a man. Remember when I told you that there ain't no clone? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. 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 Remember when I told you about the TV flicker rate? And how it puts your brain in an alpha state? Remember when I told you about germ theory? Remember when I told you about gravity? Remember that? Remember when I told you about Paul McCartney? Remember when I told you about direct energy? Remember when I told you about Monsanto? Well, I just want
to say that I told you so. 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 Yeah. Remember when I told you about the mainstream media? Your so-called celebrities and pedophilia. Remember that child trafficking and that Darina Chrome. Remember when I told you about the Georgia Guidestone? Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Yeah, I told you so.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.